In Afghanistan, the security situation is bad and getting worse. That's according to Lieutenant General Michael Maples, who runs the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency. Maples told Congress yesterday that insurgent attacks more than doubled last year.
Statistics also show increases in suicide bombings, the use of improvised explosive devices, and small arms attacks.
More than 17,000 new U.S. troops are headed to Afghanistan, and military commanders concede they're facing a complex and increasingly proficient insurgency. Over the next few days, we'll examine key questions shaping strategy in Afghanistan. Today, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly asks, who is the enemy?
The good news, defense officials say, is the overall number of insurgents does not appear to be growing. But General David McKiernan says the bad news is they're getting better.
And so this past year, they've increasingly conducted smaller scale, complex, asymmetric attacks against softer targets, against government targets, against convoys, against police.
McKiernan is the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan. He's leading the fight against what he calls a very resilient enemy. Let's start with the Taliban. There have been splits, and different factions have emerged since they were driven from power back in 2001. But intelligence officials say the supreme leader remains Mullah Omar, known as the one-eyed cleric who runs the Taliban from a base in southwestern Pakistan. From there, the Taliban operates a shadow government that rules much of southern Afghanistan. So the Taliban is the largest, most prominent insurgent group. But Seth Jones, an Afghanistan expert at the RAND Corporation, says they're far from the only one.
That also includes Gulbuddin Hekmatyar's Hezb Islami organization, the Jalaluddin Haqqani network.
Jones's list keeps going.
There are also Pashtun tribes, sub-tribes, clans. There are also criminal organizations, including drug trafficking organizations, illicit timber and gem traders.
You get the picture. U.S. and NATO troops are getting shot at by everyone, from Islamist fundamentalists to local warlords to illicit gem traders. General Dan McNeil was, until last year, the senior NATO commander in Afghanistan and recently retired. He says it's misleading to use the term Taliban as shorthand for the insurgency. McNeil says you can be standing there watching a group of people.
And they look a lot like insurgents, but they also deal in the narcotics business. Very difficult some days to judge if they're ideologues who are waging an insurgency or if they're just narco sorts of people who are advantaging the situation.
Another problem for the U.S. military is that the insurgency is an ever-moving target. Alliances between armed groups form, shift, break down. One example, General Maples told Congress yesterday that al-Qaeda is stepping up its presence in Afghanistan. General McKiernan, the top ground commander, says he sees evidence of that.
Sometimes they provide funding, they provide facilitators, weapons, ID material, they recruit suicide bombers and organize them and send them sometimes across the border into Afghanistan.
Another disturbing development, there are signs the Pakistani Taliban, led by Batula Masood, is shifting its focus to Afghanistan. Masood's group is based inside Pakistan and up to now has mostly attacked Pakistani targets. But both U.S. and Pakistani analysts believe that Masood has now decided to concentrate on attacking Americans. And then there are players like Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed, militant groups that traditionally focused on the conflict in Kashmir. Lashkar-e-Taiba was blamed for last year's terrorist attacks in Mumbai, India. And now they're showing up on the battlefield in Afghanistan, says Seth Jones of RAND.
What some of these militant groups see in Afghanistan is a way to deploy their soldiers to get battlefield experience, the way Osama bin Laden was interested in the Soviet wars in bringing a whole range of individuals to Afghanistan to gain battlefield experience that could then be sent abroad.
All of this adds up to a picture of an enemy that is extremely complicated. It also adds up to a tough fight. Defense Secretary Robert Gates calls Afghanistan the greatest military challenge now facing the U.S. He also says the U.S. needs to be realistic about what it can achieve there. More on that tomorrow when we look at how the U.S. is revising its goals. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.